Well, I know why one of the elders who counted the vote saw Zach and said, tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Nice knowing you." I get that now. Hey, we're super excited about God's goodness. And I want to pray and bless our service, and then we've got news for you. And then we're going to have just what I would call a holy moment, asking for God's blessing as we look forward and launch ahead in the future. So pray with me. Father God, we're humbled at your goodness. And we thank you today that we've been able to sing and to worship and to celebrate, God, your working in our lives. We don't take for granted, Lord, that you promise where two or three are gathered in your name that you're there. We thank you today for such a moment like this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So, Pastor Chuck, I'm going to ask you to come back up. And you can use whatever mic you choose to, not like me, who you choose for me. But listen, I went back when they were counting the votes, and it doesn't surprise me one bit that 100% of the votes were yes for our new pastor. So it's exciting, and In just a moment or two, we're going to have them come up. But before they do, Pastor Zach, you're going to share a little bit. Then I think if you will, turn it back to me.
Yep, we're going to keep switching.
Okay, is this my time to sit down?
From churches where it was really hard. It was really hard for both of us. And being here has been awesome. And for you as well, Jim, for working with and for both of you. Has been wonderful. And Kevin and Amanda, it's been an awesome 4.5 years being here with you guys, serving alongside you, and everything we've done it's just been wonderful. And I'm going to make sure to stick to my notes here. I said that you both have served in ways that I'll never be able to. I tell my wife that all the time. I don't have the servant heart that you guys have. I wish I did. God is continuing to change me in that way. But the way that you guys serve, I'm jealous of that. And it is an attribute of you that is just incredible. And it embodies Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And that's every Sunday morning. You guys don't even see everything they do. I mean, you guys are all out eating Mexican Sunday afternoons, and Kevin and Amanda are emptying the trash cans and dragging trash all the way over to the dumpster, you know. And the way you guys serve is incredible. And I know you care about me as a staff member, as a friend. I know that you care about my family, my children, my kids, my daughter. Every night I rock her, she asks me if she can go to their house. Like, are we not enough? Like, I want to be enough for my daughter. And no, she always wants to go to Nate's house. That's what she tells me all the time. Yeah. You care about my family. You care about this church, the time that you guys have put in, the conversations we've had over the last 4.5 years, the work that's been put in. You guys told me a few months ago, and I love this, you told me a few months ago that you're less concerned about how many new people we bring in the doors, but more concerned about helping those that are here to grow deeper in their faith. And I think you guys should hear that. They're not as... Again, not as concerned about bringing every new person in and making our church this big mega church, but those that are here, they want to disciple you, they want to shepherd you, they want to do life with you, they want to be next to you and walk with you. And that means a lot to know that you guys want to do that. And, okay, towards the end of this, just know that I love you guys. And I'll end on this, two things. As a diehard Packers fan... No, you're thinking I'm going to say something super silly. And hopefully this doesn't upset Jared and Amanda, but you're my favorite Vikings fans. I want you to know that. I want you to know that. But here's a quote. This is from Kirk Cousins, quarterback for the Vikings. He was hurt this season. Here's what he said. I have to be willing to be patient, to allow God's plan to unfold, and to not go ahead and try to make my own circumstances happen for me. So I've learned that He can be trusted for every need and desire, but at the same time, that may require patience on my end. And I know that that has been something for you guys. You know, thinking you were going to lead a church in California, and then you ended up in Arkansas, and you've been here for a while, and just being patient and watching how God has moved and just unfolded His plan in your life. And I think you guys really embody that trust and that faith that Kurt, that he talks about there. So, love you guys. Excited to continue to serve and do ministry with you. You may come back up. There you go.
Thanks for letting me. I feel like I want them a little closer. But Zach and Kelsey and Kevin and Amanda and Sharon, if you'll come. It is really Kevin and Amanda's day, but I feel like there's a couple things we would love to say to Zach and Kelsey as well. You come sit. My pastor. I'm just over here. I did write down notes. I brought something special for both of you. And Zach, this that I want to give you, you've become more handy at home and stuff. And this is called a Leatherman. You'll have to Google how to use it. But... It really is a multi-purpose, multi-functioning tool. And as I think about you and your gifting, that's who you are. And I've had this a long time, and it means a lot to me. But I thought, as I see your roles, you've got a lot ahead, and I'm thankful for your gifting. And... there's a verse that I want you to hear from me, and it's this. Don't let anyone think less of you because you're young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, your love, your faith, your purity. And I remember you were late the first Sunday you came.
I wasn't working here yet. Not, no, not on staff.
But God had already called him and he was late. And I love hanging out in the lobby just to tell the late people, I'm glad you're here. And we went to your favorite place to eat.
Raising Cane's.
Yeah. Raising Cane's because we're able. And that was good. I don't care who you are. But I just want you to know I've seen you grow a lot, and I'm proud of you. I'm proud of your future, both of you. And Sharon's going to talk a little bit more to Kelsey, but it's both of you. But I see you almost every day when you're here, and I love you and appreciate you. Here you go. I'm going to give you a hug.
I'm always here.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, Zach and Kelsey, I want you to know what a blessing you have been to Hope Church. We're all going to be crybabies today, I think.
That's because we like each other.
But God brought you here at just the right time for Hope Church, and we're so grateful to the Lord for that. God has gifted you and equipped you, Kelsey, for the privilege of being a team with your husband. And you two have been a blessing at this church and a blessing to Jim and I. We've seen you grow, and I've heard you say once or twice, bring in the third string. But I want you to know we've never seen you as third string.
It's true.
We don't see you moving up to second string. You're in the A team, and you are vital part of this team. And you are a special, wonderful couple, and we're very very grateful. And Kelsey, I didn't get you a Letterman. You're a busy mama. You're a busy pastor's wife. You're a hairstylist. You're a taxi driver, the cook. You know, there's so much on your plate. And so we have a little something. Honey, you want to grab that? Pink. For you, and I hope this will just be a blessing to you, to give you some time to rest and restore, and know how much we appreciate you and all that you do. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yeah, not my time.
Appreciate you both, and Zach, you can go sit down. Here you go, babe.
Kevin and Amanda, congratulations. We're so proud of you. I wanted to share something with you. I love the Old Testament account in 1 Samuel 16. When the Lord sent Samuel to anoint a new king, and the Lord told Samuel that he had selected one of Jesse's sons to become king. So Samuel did as the Lord instructed and went to Bethlehem. And when Samuel saw Eliab, I believe. he thought, surely this is the Lord's anointed that stands here before me. And now this is the verse that I love. Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And then in Acts 13:22, after removing Saul, God made David their king. And God testified concerning him, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. And there's many things I love about you both. But I think what I love most is your hearts. You are a special couple, but your hearts are in the right place. You love God, you love his church, you love people, and you love his word. And so I believe that God has appointed you for this day, and we're going to pray over you here in a little bit, and I believe that God will pour out his spirit upon you powerfully in these last days, these challenging days, and I want you to know that we are here for you. We love you. We believe in you. We pray for you. We will stand with you. We're in your corner. And Amanda, you give of yourself selflessly. And so I'm going to tell you something about this. It's for you. And I just want you to as well take some time to refresh and renew and know that you're loved and appreciated so much. Love you guys. And we're just excited.
Yeah, thanks, babe, so much. In just a couple of minutes, Bruce and Robin are going to come in. Bruce is the regional executive director, and we're proud to be part of an organization called Open Bible Standard Churches. And you hardly know it because they don't bug us. And I love them and I love what they do, but here's what I love about being in an organization called Open Bible is that we have accountability. We have a covering, and that matters. And so in a moment, Bruce is going to come and he's going to share, and then we'll have the elders come and we're going to anoint you both with oil, and I'm excited about that. Kevin, as I thought about, I don't know how this is supposed to work, but I know people, you know, they bring a baton or something lame, and I'm like, I'm not doing that. If I'm going to give Kevin something, I want it to mean something to me. And I thought, what could show you that I love you and appreciate you? And I thought, I know what I'm going to give him. I'm going to give him my favorite fly rod.
No, you can't do that.
I am. And this means a lot to me. I got it about 25 years ago, and I remodeled a basement. Took me months just to be able to afford it. And you and I have used this, I don't know how many times, when we fished together. And this fly rod, It has stickers on it from places where I've traveled all over the world, and it has things In-N-Out Burger and things that we love. But the last sticker I put on this was when we were just in Costa Rica. And I thought, you know, this is, it's for you. And by the way, I said, hey, elders, I don't feel God told me to give him reels with the fly rod. So can you guys step up and get him a floating line, a sinking line, and a sink tip line and reel? So this is from the elders. And Sharon asked me today, she said, Jim, did they pay you for that fly rod? I said, no. I said, this is from the bottom of my heart that that I love you. And the truth is, using that often is just a heck of a lot cheaper than professional counseling. And so you can choose that. But let me read to you a verse, and then we'll have Bruce come. But Kevin, I've enjoyed working well with both of you. And we have a lot of fun hobbies in common. And I could not be more proud than for the both of you and the heirs to be taking over Hope Church. And I love Hope Church. And so I am so excited that in my heart we can turn the church over to somebody who is absolutely capable. And we prayed on the way today that God would give you an anointing in such a way that even the things, we're not all good at everything, the things where you struggle, that you will feel an anointing and that he will help you do that. There's a verse in Philippians, and the last part of this verse is something that means a lot to me, but I think there's quite a bit that would mean something to you. It says this, Paul's talking. He says, I don't mean to say that I have achieved this, these things, or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it yet, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what is ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. And as I thought about this, two times it says, I press on. And that is going to be a theme in your world. You just have to press on. You have to press on, and you have to press on. And you have to realize, too, you haven't achieved it yet. I would say this, don't listen to the cheers or the jeers. Just live steady. You press on, you live steady. And I kind of like this as well, forgetting the past and look forward to what lies ahead. I mean, I draw a line in the sand and I say, this is what Jim Brewer has been a part of and you've been part of that. Now there's a line drawn in the sand and it's your deal. Anything I've done other than telling people to love Jesus, I don't care if you change. It's your opportunity to be who God has called you to be. And I love that. Forget the past and look forward to what is ahead. You don't have time to focus on both of those things. And then it says again, I press on. And you are going to have to keep pressing on. And then just remember, Christ Jesus is calling us. He called you. He called both of you. And here's the last sentence that I have before we invite Bruce up. I wrote this from the bottom of my heart. Both of you matter. Amanda, Kevin, you matter. And I could not be more thrilled to serve under your leadership and call you my pastor. And so just know we love you. And what an honor for us, without reservation, to say welcome to your new position in Hope Church. And when I get back from Florida, we'll clean out my office and you can have it. But until then, don't mess with stuff. Bruce, if you will come, and I don't know if Robin's coming too, but that would be wonderful.
Thank you, Pastor Jim and Sharon. And I want to say, first of all, congratulations to Hope Church.
Amen.
Give yourselves a hand. You chose well. And I want to also congratulate Kevin and Amanda as new pastors. And we're excited about the new opportunity and the journey God's going to lead you on. And to your boys. We're grateful for your family. And one thing I want to say is, as Jim and Sharon were sharing today, and Zach and Kelsey, you can just sense the team. And this I know, Jim and Sharon, wherever you've led, you built teams. And I love that. Last year, Randy Richards, who's the district director here in South District, and I were coming down to have lunch with Jim just to kind of walk through the transition steps, how we were progressing. And the whole staff was out there working hard on the playground or something out there. I mean, everybody was sweating. And then Jim had arranged for us to take him away. He called us and he said, "Hey, you guys, let's do a long lunch. Come early as possible." And so we tried to help him out. So, but I love that whole team thing, and I sense that God's going to do wonderful things with that in the coming days. I shared with you personally before, you know, I've watched you kind of from a distance because you kind of have your launch in Open Bible in other regions, but I was close with people who knew you. And this last week, I connected with Pastor Rob Lighthizer just to say, "Hey, Rob, remind me of Kevin's role." And he had so many wonderful things to say about you. A couple of things that I wanted to share. He said, "Kevin can do about anything. Great guy, good with people. His wife is wonderful, too." And you've been a great second chair leader, loyal to the people you were serving with. Jim, I want to say something to you, too, that I think is important. Because I heard this from, I know this from Kevin, I know this from Zach. Both of these guys have been in some painful trenches. And ministry is not always easy. We all say a loud amen to that. But Jim has been a guy that believes in people and invited you guys, invited Zach and Kelsey in at a really critical time in you guys' journey. And to see the great joy that you guys have walked in here is incredibly honoring, I think, to the Lord. Because we've all had to walk through those trench places, and yet we know they're not always bad days. There are a lot of triumphs to celebrate, too. I want to give you guys a word. There was a transition happening in Joshua 1, and that transition begins in Joshua 1:1 that says, "After the death of Moses."
Great.
He's still alive. He's still alive. I'm glad we're not here dealing with that. Yeah. But Moses had died, and God was raising up a new leader. Joshua had been an assistant to Moses for many years. And Joshua was 80. I'm glad we're not celebrating that. So that's two things we can be glad for. But here's the word. He said, be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Here's the beautiful thing. Moses was a great leader. Joshua was a great leader. They were both different. And as I look at each of you guys as leaders and each of the team members here, you know, it's not like a right and a wrong. It's like we all are wired with strengths and weaknesses. We all have our unique giftings and personalities. And God somehow blends that together for His glory. And the reality is as in a sense a baton is being passed in leadership, this wasn't Jim's church. It's not going to be Kevin's church. It's the Lord's church.
Amen.
But He has raised you guys up in your season to do amazing things for the Lord. And we celebrate that. And we want to bring congratulations also from the entire region leadership. Our prayer team has been praying for this transition. And our hats are off to Hope Church and the Brewers, the St. Clairs, the Ayers, and all of you, that God would just continue to do amazing things among you. And we want to invite Zach and Kelsey. Jim, is that okay if
yeah.
Zach and Kelsey
yeah,
come up?
Please rise.
And then we want to also invite the elders and their spouses to come. And because this is an important moment, really, to celebrate. And Jim, can I ask you to anoint them with
Absolutely.
Oil? And then I'm going to pray. But I want you to anoint them. I know that Pastor Jim and Sharon have prayed and invested. But we want to believe God for the best in these days to come. So
Amen.
We're going to ask Jim and Sharon to anoint both Kevin and Amanda. And I'd like us all to stand together because, in essence, we're going to be the hands of the Lord extended. Yes, and the boys. All three boys. My three sons. You ought to do a TV show, you guys. You know? That's awesome, guys. Thank you. And so we're going to ask Jim and Sharon to anoint them, and then we're going to pray over them. I'd like you to stretch out your hands and just, God, we're calling on you today. Lord, you are so good. You've exhibited your goodness. In this journey here at Hope Church,
yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the day. I remember when Pastor Jim called me about the transition that was happening, and Kevin and his family were moving across the country to come to Northwest Arkansas. And I remember when he told me about Pastor Zach coming aboard here. You've done some amazing things here in this season. And Lord, we're anointing Kevin and Amanda today with oil, just as Samuel was calling out David. We anoint them because, Lord, we recognize, first of all, and we want to say thank you for the gifts that Kevin and Amanda will be for Hope Church. But, Lord, we anoint them because we know that in all of us, with all of our strengths, with all of our gifts, with all of the skills you've poured into us, without you, we can't do it. Without you, we are nothing. So, Lord, we all need your anointing. So we're anointing them today and asking in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will use them mightily in this season.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I pray blessing over their leadership, yes, with the staff, with ministry leaders, yes, with the elders. I pray, Lord, that there will just be a special grace in this next season. And Father, I pray that as Hope Church is beginning to write a new chapter, I pray that chapter will be a sweet chapter and will be marked by your glory and your presence. We give you thanks today for everyone in this room. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Yes. Yeah, everybody, you can hold tight. Pastor Kevin. I'd like to introduce to you Pastor Kevin St. Clair. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, I am so humbled by today. I'm so honored to just be standing here. And what I do know to say is thank you to everybody. And I want to thank you guys, everybody here, the body of Christ that is Hope Church, for being here to share in this day, for your support. I'm just absolutely floored. I thought there'd be at least one no. I almost voted no for myself. I almost did. I almost did. I contemplated it. But I want to thank you. And Bruce and Robin, thank you so much for being here and overseeing this today. I appreciate you guys. And guys, and everything, Zach and Kelsey, we absolutely love you. You said very kind things up here, and we love working with you guys. We really love you, and I think there's a lot of chemistry that we have, and that's been proven, and I said it before, but you're the right people for us. You are the right people for us. We need you on this staff. And by the way, that fly rod that Jim gave me, you have no idea how much that means. That means a lot. I can't even believe that. But thank you so much, Jim and Sharon. I just know how much you guys have loved us. And I could never say enough. And I think Zach and Kelsey could say the same thing. But you guys took a shot with us. You guys took the risk. You gave us a chance. And we could not be more thankful. I don't have a fly rod probably that expensive to give to you, but I just give you my utmost thanks and appreciation. And I've spent so much time, we have spent a lot of time together on the river, and I'm just thankful for a mentor like you to have been put in my life, because I've wanted that my whole life, and I got that. And when I first got here, Pastor Jim said, this will be hard. But he said, this will also be good. But it will be hard. And serving the Lord is exactly that. It's good. It's so good. But it's also hard. And what I can tell you is happening today in our lives, you know, I want to read a quick verse from 2 Thessalonians. It says, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. And some versions say he will establish you. And I know that almost this year, it will be 30 years since a prophetic word was spoken over my life when I was just a teenager, that this day would come. And it literally has been 30 years. And that was a promise back then, but it took that long for God to establish us where we are today. And we are so happy to be here in Arkansas. I can't tell you that I thought of Arkansas one time in my entire life. It was hidden. It was hidden, but it wasn't revealed until the right time. And so that I'm so excited for what God is going to do in this church and in our lives. Okay, but I want to say to all of you that he will establish his plans in your life. The promises will come to pass. And that's what today is about. It's not about me. It's not about my wife. It's not about us. It is about the faithfulness of God in our lives. Amen? And he will be faithful. Amen? All right. I bet you guys want to eat. Zach, are you?
We're good.
Are you good? Okay, I will pray very briefly, and then we will be dismissed, okay? Thank you, Father God. We love you, but today we praise you and honor you for your faithfulness. You have made promises, and not one of those promises goes unfulfilled. That's what Joshua said. And we know you are faithful. Lord, help us all today to press on. As Pastor Jim said, help us all to press on and keep moving forward in our relationship with you. We are asking you today, God, to fill us with your Holy Spirit and to help each of us go deeper with you because we love you and we know you're faithful. Amen. And before we leave, I do want to ask if my wife has anything she would like to say.
Sure.
I thought she would. She's better than I am. She is.
No, I'll make this brief, though. But I did think about, if I had the chance to say something, what would I say? And it's actually been said a lot this morning. But I wanted to speak to you guys and just say a couple things that you need to absolutely know about us. But number one, we love the Lord. I just want to say that again. We believe in God's word. We are in his word every day because that's our daily bread. And that's where we're leading from. And we never want that to not be the case. So we love the Lord. We love each other so much. This year, we'll be 20 years married in August. Yeah. And we are just more in love today than before. And so we are committed together with our children here. And third is we love this place. We love this church, which is you guys. And like you said, we never thought of Arkansas, never want to travel through Arkansas. We would just go around. Like, we just never thought about this. But God has different plans, and they're so good. They've been so good, and we just trust him. But we love you guys. We are a team. Look at this. Look at these people that we get to be surrounded by. Such great support. I do not feel like we are by ourselves. And I don't like that. I like the team effort, and that's what we have here. And so it's just so good, and I'm thankful for all of you. You've been so supportive. I hear every week, how can we support you? What, just let us know what do you need. And so that has been so awesome. So we move forward together, right? Together as Hope Church.
That's right. Amen. I told you she was better. All right, well, let's eat. You are dismissed.